moment he saw her nodding off halfway through his interactive segment on modern social mores. Most of the time, students found that part particularly interesting, and this class had been no exception. Well, except for her. While hands had been shooting up all around her, her head had been going down. "I think this is the part where the earth is supposed to open up and swallow me," she said ruefully. "At least that's what I'm praying for right now. You might want to take a step back." He couldn't help it. He laughed. It was a rich, rumbling sound that bubbled up from deep within and felt wonderful. She was embarrassed, yes, but was able to see the humor in the situation. Shane liked a woman who could laugh at herself. "I guess I don't need to ask what you thought of my lecture." "I liked it," she said quickly, gathering her books. Shane arched a perfect brow and inclined his head doubtfully. "Well," she added with a slightly dimpled smile, "the part I heard, anyway. But I haven't been getting enough sleep lately, and your voice is wonderfully warm and rich, and..." Her eyes widened and she stopped as if she suddenly realized what was coming out of her mouth. She dropped her gaze even as that pretty rose color deepened in her cheeks and spread down the delicate column of her neck. "Oh, God. Open mouth, insert foot. I need to stop talking now." That only served to draw him in further. He was absolutely enthralled by this adorable, sleepy creature who had just told him she liked the sound of his voice. "Why?" "Why?" Hands full, she blew a stray section of hair away from where it had fallen over one long-lashed eye. "Because I'm perilously close to dying from self-humiliation, and from what I've heard, it's not a pretty way to go. I'd hate for you to have to witness that. Haunts you for weeks." Why did he suddenly feel so warm and light inside? "Why have you not been getting enough sleep?" he clarified before he could stop himself, hoping as he did so that she would not take offense at his curiosity. "Oh." She hastily tried to stuff her notes into her over-crammed backpack, shooting him a wry smile. The look she gave him, friendly and genuine, pierced him like a bolt of sunlight. It did funny things to his insides. "You know, the usual, too much to do, not enough time to do it." The pack tipped off the desk and its contents spilled onto the floor. She mumbled a few unintelligible things under her breath. "Did you just say fudge buckets?" he asked, barely suppressing another laugh. "Yeah, sorry about the potty mouth," she replied, but was grinning herself. It hinted at those dimples again. Shane had a soft spot for dimples. He knelt beside her and helped her gather her things, skillfully ordering them in her bag so that everything fit perfectly. "You have a gift," she mused in appreciation. "I'm afraid I haven't been blessed with a keen sense of spatial perception. I tend to rely on the stuff and cram method myself, but your way works too." She stood up at the same time he did, her face only inches from his collarbone. At 6'2", he was accustomed to women being shorter than him, but she was even smaller than he'd originally thought. Her delicate femininity made him acutely aware of his own masculinity. "Oh," she exclaimed softly. He felt the tiny puff of air on his bare skin where he'd loosened his tie and unbuttoned the top of his shirt. He looked down to find her face tilted up toward his with those pretty eyes. That look, Shane thought. He liked that look. It smacked of innocence, surprise, and, dare he say, desire. He grew taller, larger from it, like a male peacock who wanted to showcase his magnificent plumage. She took a step back, only to stumble on the desk and fall backward. Shane reached out and caught her before she managed to hit anything. His entire body lit up as though someone flipped a switch, firing up nerve endings in all kinds of interesting places. Her eyes widened for a split second as if she had felt it too.
"Thanks,"
she stammered. If anything, his interest grew.